Japan by Poetry Magazine. For over 90 years, a premier publisher of contemporary verse. You can find it online at poetrymagazine.org.
And here is the Writer's Almanac for Friday. It's the 30th of November, 2007. It's the birthday of the playwright David Mamet, born in Chicago, 1947. His father was a labor lawyer. Family loved to argue. Mamet said, "In my family, in the days prior to television, we liked to while away the evenings by making ourselves miserable, solely based on our ability to speak the language viciously." He's written plays about con men, salesmen, thieves, liars, plays such as American Buffalo, Glengarry, Glen Ross. His newest play, November, opens on Broadway in January. It's the birthday of Jonathan Swift, born in Dublin, 1667, ordained as an Anglican priest. Tried to get a good position in a parish in England, but he couldn't. He got an assignment in his home country of Ireland, which he hated. But after a while began to sympathize with the Irish poor and wrote a famous satire, A Modest Proposal, in which he suggested that maybe the best way to deal with the Irish poor was to feed their babies as a delicacy to the English aristocracy. His masterpiece was Gulliver's Travels, came out in 1726, a man journeying through a series of exotic places, meeting strange creatures, a race of miniature people, a race of giants, scholars who think so much that they constantly run into each other, immortals who can't remember anything, wise and virtuous horses, and a disgusting race called Yahoos, which he eventually realizes are humans. The novel was full of inside jokes about the politicians of the day. And it's the birthday of Mark Twain, Samuel Langhorne Clemens, born in Florida, Missouri, on this day in 1835. He was a Western journalist and humorist who went east when he persuaded a San Francisco newspaper to pay him to take a steamboat pleasure cruise to Europe and the Middle East. And he wrote his book, The Innocents Abroad. Came out in 1868 and made him famous. It was the first funny travel book. Twain wrote, "In Paris, they just simply opened their eyes and stared when we spoke to them in French. We never did succeed in making those idiots understand their own language." When Huckleberry Finn came out in 1884, it got terrible reviews. Mark Twain spent the rest of his life struggling to pay his debts, writing and publishing all kinds of things, and going on endless lecture tours. Mark Twain, who wrote, "It's lovely to live on a raft. We had the sky up there, all speckled with stars, and we used to lay on our backs and look up at them and discuss about whether they was made or only just happened." Here's a poem for today by David Keplinger. "Life on Earth is pulled down hard on a man's head. This life was made by hatters. A busy street is only coffee, bread, and hats. The smell of a man's hat, an old man's hat, is like the nostril of a horse. You are breathing in what something beautiful and ancient has breathed out. The heat and life contained in it. The silk interior. An old man's hat is necessary. You see that when he takes it off, his hair and skin abruptly float away." Life on Earth, a poem by David Keplinger, from The Prayers of Others, published by New Issues, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can read thousands of classic and contemporary poems online at poetryfoundation.org. And by 20th Century Fox Home Entertainment, presenting The Namesake, starring Cal Penn, the coming-of-age story from director Mira Nair, on DVD now. Production assistance from Katrina Chikala. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.